producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You know, obese teens are now engaging in some risky behavior. Teens with extreme obesity, which we're seeing now really more than ever. And it's staggering when you see these young people and as overweight as they are. Blows me away. I mean, they've got high blood pressure, they've got high cholesterol, and they're 14 and 15. I mean, it's a tragedy. It really is. And it can be avoided so easily, but there's so much going on in these young people's lives. And whether the parents are overweight and they're teaching that to their kids, or there's emotional issues going on and food has become their way of coping with all of it, regardless of the issue, obesity is a challenge with our teenagers. But the extreme obesity, they're saying now, is more dangerous than they even thought. The new government-funded research looked at the risk. And they know they're a major health risk for their obesity, but they really didn't understand how typical they were in terms of the teen-like behaviors. And study researcher Meg Zeller, who's a PhD, and she's staff psychologist at Cincinnati Children's Hospital in Ohio, she said that her team found that being big doesn't necessarily make teens any less likely to experiment with things like cigarettes, sex, or drugs than their normal weight peers. But because obesity is known to be socially isolating, and many of those things are tied or tried in social settings, she said that finding was a surprise. And they found that all kinds of risks, like smoking, turned out to be even more common in obese students. So because they're already isolated because of their weight and they're not feeling accepted by their peers as much, she's saying they're tending to lean toward even more than regular height and weight students of their peers, maybe, you know, to what might be considered more attractive, better looking. They're actually going more toward the drugs and the sex as more alternative behavior. And they're saying that extremely obese boys are about 50% more likely than their normal weight counterparts to have even tried cigarettes or to have started smoking before the age of 13. That's incredible. That's scary. And it's sad. But although heavy girls, we're about half as likely heavy, fat, it is what it is. We're more than likely than their slimmer peers to have ever had sex. When they did have intercourse, they were nearly five times more likely to do so under the influence of alcohol or drugs. So, I mean, it's being obese and being overweight is a challenge. So you take someone that's already got a poor self-image and they're a little heavy, and maybe they don't at first do drugs and alcohol, they start eating a bunch of food because it brings comfort to them. It does stimulate brain chemistry, and it makes you feel good. So they start eating more foods that are packing on the calories, packing on the pounds. Then all of a sudden they're overweight, they don't exercise, and then the whole temptation of drugs and alcohol, sex, all that behavior that can become very addictive, and it gives them a sense of purpose, maybe a sense of position, and a sense of belonging for whatever that does, whether it's other people that smoke and do drugs or someone to have sex with when maybe things aren't good at home and you feel loved and accepted, when you maybe don't feel loved and accepted for being overweight, your parents don't make you feel that way, your peers don't make you feel that way, but yet turning to sex or turning to drugs or alcohol or smoking, whatever it is, it gives you a sense of belonging, especially if other people are doing it with you. But the challenge is that because they already have a poor self-image, these kids are they're saying the rates are even higher than kids that are slimmer or thinner. So it's something we really need to be on the watch for. And parents, if you've got kids that are overweight, and you think your kids tell you everything, but they're probably not. And so it's one thing to maybe dig a little bit deeper. If you're busy, if both parents are working, it's important to invest in your kids and spend time asking them the questions or build the kind of relationship with them, hopefully, where they'll open up to you and maybe share the things that are really deep down on their heart and the things that are causing them to do some of this behavior. And invest in your kids to lose weight. I mean, if you're heavy and you're a parent, make it happen. Get on a weight loss program. Get with your physician. Get with a personal trainer and come up with a game plan. Look at what your diet you're eating. Make sure you're following something like an anti-inflammatory diet, that you're taking the right supplementation, that you're exercising, that you're getting the proper rest, but that you're not just living however you have to live to make it every single day, and you're getting overweight, and you're passing that image down to your child, and they think it's okay. Because kids don't do what we say all the time, they do what we do. And if we're telling them to, or we're making the example of, hey, it's okay to be overweight, or hey, it's okay to eat whatever you want and not really take care of yourself, they're going to do that. And if they have certain genetic tendencies, they're going to gain weight, and it's going to be hard for them to lose it. They're going to get ridiculed in school and picked on, and it's going to make their self-image worse. So I think as parents, we have a responsibility to be leaders, to set an example. And if we don't, I think it's a real challenge, especially if our kids are dealing with anything with their health. And there's nothing more that frustrates me than to see a child with high cholesterol and high blood pressure and diabetes, things that you would see in like a 45-year young person. And they're 15, and they're dealing with this, but the parents are overweight too. And they're passing that down. It's frustrating because we have a responsibility to teach that to our kids. So we want to teach them to be good adults, right? We want them to be moral. We want them to make good decisions, to treat other people the way that we want to be treated, the golden rule. We want to teach them to be financially secure. They can take care of themselves and be responsible in that way. We always talk about these things. It's part of our culture. And we want that for our kids. But you really don't ever hear about how, as parents, we should teach our kids to be healthy. You want to a good mother, per se, that really wants the best. She may be the homemaker. She cooks dinner all the time. She's going to make sure that they eat their vegetables. All right, that's pretty standard. Most parents, whoever, the dad, the mom, whoever cooks, they're going to do that. But I think it needs to be one of those things where we live that. We have to live that for our kids, not just eating fast food at home and then making some vegetables for the kids. It's like everybody needs to make it happen together. Everybody needs to not be doing the Fruit Loops in the morning with the cow's milk and the pasteurized cow's milk. If you're worried about food allergies or gluten intolerance and all that, you feed your kids organic eggs and fresh strawberries and whatever, but you're over there pounding down the Frosted Flakes. It's not going to work like that. It doesn't happen. It's not going to happen. You're not going to achieve the health that you can for your kids. You're not going to be a good example to lead them to do that. And we have to step up and make a difference. And with an article like this where there's peer pressure involved already, and that's something that we don't really have to deal with that much as adults. We do in our own ways, but it's nothing like it was seemingly when you're in that age bracket. And so they're just coming into their own. So they have enough to deal with. But to be overweight and then, just take them to their doctor and hope that the doctor can fix it, the pediatrician, they're not going to do anything. They've got 15 minutes to spend with them. They can encourage you about diet, but it's up to really the parents and what goes on in the home to make the biggest lifestyle influence for our kids. And like I said, they have enough peer pressure as it is and enough things to choose. If we can guide them that way and give them good choices and empower them, encourage them, and equip them on how to live a healthy lifestyle, then imagine what they will do. They'll be able to pass it down to their kids, and you will have left a health legacy. That's what it's all about.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Off Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicine.
I've been very active, and I still am all my life, and I sat and tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked the rib. I discovered AminoActive. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's
powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get help me online.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. We're going to Lucille now. Hi, Lucille. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you, darling? How can I help?
I have a friend that, he says he doesn't press power during the daytime, but of the night he press powers a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, he is sort of worried about it.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what would make that. I wonder.
Well, there's several things that could cause it. It could be hormone issues, even for a guy. It could be thyroid. It could be pituitary gland. It could be blood sugar levels. Does he have any? Has he been diagnosed with anything that you know of, like diabetes or hypothyroidism?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, that kind of information is really important. Okay. So, I mean, like I said, if you want to know a lot of the could-be's would be potential diabetes, hypoglycemia, could be hypothyroidism, hyperthyroidism. I mean, there's a host of things it could be. I would just need to know, you know, what he was diagnosed with and that sort of thing. So that would be the kind of information that would be helpful. So,
right.
I mean, it could be several issues, but I would just ask him to find out, and you can call me back anytime here on the show. But one thing for sure, I'll tell you this. You're having night sweats at night. Obviously, the body's breaking down at some level, and he really needs to reassess his lifestyle choices for sure, meaning the way he eats, whether or not he exercises. The body typically, when you start getting symptoms like that, the body typically breaks down and goes to a place where it's pretty incredible. It's one of those deals where the body, when it changes, and you go through these types of hot flashes or night sweats or whatever he's going through, it's pretty incredible how several systems in the body can start breaking down. And we know that 80% of our body or organ systems are in the breaking down process when we start experiencing our first symptom. So he might already have something like diabetes going on, you know, that you don't know about. And that could be a symptom. It could be some of the medication he's taking. I mean, there's a host of things. So if you want to find out that info and email me back or whatever you can, that's fine. You can always do that. You go to asaandrew.com or have him call me here on the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Dale. Hi, Dale.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, man. What's up?
Great to talk with you too. I was calling, I got a problem with my left foot. And, I went to the doctor here a couple weeks ago and, for a routine checkup, you know, for a physical. And, I had a problem with the foot on the, left foot on the inside of the foot. It was a little bit numb and I related it to, I had to buy new boots for the winter, and I just thought that the boots were irritating the nerve, and because if you touch the area and the joint, if you hit that nerve, you could feel it, you know?
Right.
And, but anyways, and he said that's what he kind of thought it was, and we changed boots, so I changed boots. And I wore these other boots for about a week, and then my big toe started to hurt so bad that I couldn't even move it. And then the pain went from the toe to the ball of the foot, and so the outside of the right toe on the bone and stuff was real sore, and now it's kind of moved to the middle of the foot, and and on the bottom of the foot, if you get hard, it hurts. And my toes, you can feel them, like say if you had that frostbite a little bit, it kind of feels like that a little bit, an ache like that.
Is it in the base of the toes? Is it in the base of the toes, though, between the big toe and the next one over?
Not at the base, it's at the tip, kind of, you know, and it's from the second, third, maybe fourth toe, you know. But it started out, you know, I still have on the side of the foot, it's a little numb there yet. The big toe doesn't ache like or hurt like it did, but it's the pain has just moved from the big toe to the next couple of toes and in the middle of the foot, you know, like almost like somebody is kind of putting your foot in a vice and tighten it in the middle, you know, it's hurting.
Right.
So, but I'm just trying to figure out if maybe if I jumped down on the foot, maybe fractured it. I haven't been able to get back into the doctor, but I was just wondering if it was something like that or if it's related to that nerve or if it's arthritis or, but it just came on this all of a sudden when it happened. And the big
did it come on
for a week?
Did it come on? Here's the thing, though. Did it come on when you started wearing these new boots? Or, I mean, if you wear flip-flops or no matter what, tennis shoes or whatever you wear, no matter what you wear now, it hurts. Nothing changes it.
Right.
All right. I would definitely go back in and see your physician. I think it's a wise thing to do because there's several things that it could be. Like I said, it's another one of those could-bes. And especially if you thought it was the boot that kind of flared it up, but it's not. I mean, if there's no way you've got all that going on, probably from a pair of boots, unless you wore them for a long time, just kind of worked through it, and you could have irritated the area. So probably best thing to do is go to your, I mean, if it was me, I'd go back to the doctor for sure and have them run some tests because there could be some other issues going on. It could be nerve, no doubt about it. And the nerves would be coming from the lower back, but, you know, they wrap down and go into the feet. Could be causing neuropathies, which is potential that could be it. And that could be a nutritional deficiency as well. Could be something as simple as an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency too, causing inflammation. Could be your diet as well. When you eat things like processed foods, you'll get a lot of excess irritation and inflammation in the digestive tract, which can transpose itself into the joints and can cause a mimic arthritis. So there's a lot of could-bes. That's why some testing would be really good. Blood tests as well. And I mean, you can look into things like elimination diet and see if things clear up. And the top two foods you always want to eliminate when you're going to go that route are cow's milk, dairy, and any wheat products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. If it's a flour-based food, those can be things you could avoid as well. Something to consider.
You've heard that Step One Foods provide you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by cardiologists, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com at StepOneFoods.com or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272.
Lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out. If you haven't signed up for our weekly email newsletter, you should, called The Health Prescription. It will give you great information to empower your health and your life, great information all the way around to just to help you. I mean, it's going to give you experts each week, recipes, all kinds of great information. I'm really excited about it. It's something we've been working on and so many people have been asking about. So we're actually going to, we've improved. We used to have one, but we've improved it and it's going to be there. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to get that. Also, if you're not on Facebook and Twitter, you need to be because it's how we keep you posted. If you miss anything on the show, we'll have certain items posted there as well as you're able to ask questions and we'll do our best to get those handled for you in a timely manner. You may call right now, 888-283-7272. Right now, we're going to go to Joe. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. What's up?
Okay. Hey, first of all, I want to thank you for your book. My wife and I, we've been on a four-week I don't know if we, I can't remember. You don't call it a diet. A 4-week cleanse with no sugars,
It's anti. It's a diet. It's the anti-inflammatory diet. Is what it is.
There you go. Anyway, it's been 3 weeks. Myself, I'm 50. Lost 14 pounds in 3 weeks. And I'm just letting everybody know it's not that hard to follow the diet.
That's great. That's great news.
But we're sticking right to it. I mean, we're not wavering at all on it. And it's all I drank for 3 weeks, believe it or not, is water. And I used to hate water. I couldn't stand water. And we're going with we're doing the probiotics and digestive enzymes. And my question was goat's milk.
That's great. That's huge. Let me stop you there for a minute. Let me stop you there for a minute. That right there is such a great example of you and your wife both making a decision that you want to get well, that you're not satisfied with the life and the way you've been living, and that you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. Let me ask you a couple of things about that, too. Were you diagnosed with anything? Have you been dealing with anything like cholesterol or blood pressure or anything?
I've never had health issues. Never in my life have I taken medication. Never had health issues. I'm always kind of pretty decent. I never was really overweight. I'm like 5'7". I was 180 pounds. So it's not like I'm bigger than most men I know are a lot bigger than I am, a lot bigger. But we just got tired of it. We got a grandbaby, another one coming along, and we just want to live long lives and be a blessing to our kids, and the grandkids.
That's great. That's such a great story.
I'm into raw goat's milk now. And fresh
That's amazing.
Milk. And is it okay for me to drink the raw goat's milk while we're on the diet?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we're big fans in our company for raw goat's milk and raw cow's milk. Raw cow's milk is okay later on, but you just need, some people can handle it and some people don't. So it really comes down to the person. And that's one of those things that you'd want to look into later on your own. But the raw goat's milk is pretty much hypoallergenic and it's easy for the body to digest, as I talk about a lot. And yeah, I mean, it's great. Raw goat's milk is amazing.
Yeah. So. Because my wife never liked cow's milk, but she loves goat's milk.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And plus, I'm doing the coconut oil myself. I'm taking a couple teaspoons a day of the coconut oil, and we're using raw honey. And my wife is doing the fish oil. I just have a hard time with dealing with fish oil. I'm not a big fish man, though. Anyway, the only thing my wife... The only health issue my wife has is she was diagnosed a few years ago with non-essential tremors.
Okay.
And I was wondering if there's anything she can do. She doesn't want to take medication because, right from the start, the side effects are worse than her hands shake a little bit. No big deal. And we take chameleon ice and like get them with a little cup of Kool-Aid for or grape juice, whatever it is. And that's about the only biggest health issue that we have. And we're wondering if there's anything she can take to take care of the tremors.
There's several things. I mean, has she been working with anybody like a neurologist? Has she gone to see her family doctor? Has she gone down any route to take care of that and no one knows what to do? Or tell me a little bit about her history with that.
Yeah, she's had just shaking her hands basically for years. I don't know. I've been with her for a lot of years. But it seems like it's been
that's a good thing.
5, maybe 10 years. And one day she just asked our family doctor about it. And they gave her a test, and she doesn't have Parkinson's or anything like that. It's those essential tremors. And they wanted to give her a medication that would basically is a mood-altering drug. And she don't want to have her mood altered at all.
No.
So basically, it was like he had to make a decision, would live with it or take a drug. And we don't want to take the drug. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if there's anything she could do in her diet that could possibly do it. She's trying to get more rest. As a matter of fact, your book said you should get like 8 hours rest a night.
Yeah.
If you're doing a diet, I'll tell you, I work second shift. I get home at about midnight. I go to bed about 1 o'clock, and I'm up at 7, and I got so much energy, I can't go back to sleep. This diet is just fantastic. I mean, it's life-changing,
Yeah, it really is. And I'm glad that's helped you. That means a lot to me, because that's why I do what I do. So that's great news. Hey,
when it comes down to the tremors, and I'm not saying this is a foolproof, but I can tell you some history behind it and give you some good information that might help. But dopamine levels, there's our brain chemicals, and I talk about dopamine in my book and talk about neurotransmitters, the brain chemistry, and how important that is. It's the mental side of our body. But remember, everything affects everything. So our brain chemistry can affect other areas of our body as well. And so dopamine is one of the feel-good chemicals in the body. But when it gets low, when we have low dopamine, it can cause issues like these non-essential tremors. It can be an indicator for that. And so there's several things that we can do from a nutritional perspective that can help the body, because we are what we eat. And remember when our body breaks down and we get sick for three different reasons. All right. Number one is we have nutritional deficiencies. Always, 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 always. There's going to be some form of a nutritional deficiency within the body. Number two, toxicity. And it could be toxins from the environment, emotional toxins. It can be just toxic environment all the way around that could be causing that. So understand that can be an issue as well. And then genetics. Our genetics play a role. We can't help it. It is what it is. It's the cards we were dealt. So you want to do everything you can. The good news is 2/3 of all of this falls on our environment and falls on the choices that we make. So that's pretty cool, because that means that we can actually make changes in our lifestyle, changes in our diet, changes in the way we do things, and our body can regenerate. And we can see certain areas of our body that weren't working as well begin to repair and regenerate and start doing better. And then we can do better, which is fantastic. So certain foods that can be very helpful: meat, fish, eggs, cheese, chocolate, all of that are very, very good for stimulating dopamine production in the body and getting it from our foods. Now, the chocolate would be the dark chocolate, more the bitter chocolate, 75% cocoa or better. Stay away from caffeine. That's something that we've known and seen in research, that caffeine depletes two amino acids. It depletes tyrosine and phenylalanine. Those two, when they get depleted, those are the two that help make dopamine. So you drink caffeine, you're going to cut down on those, you're going to shut down your dopamine levels, and it's just not going to be a good thing if you're dealing with these essential tremors. There's certain supplements that have been shown to help with dopamine production, and those are blueberry extract, glutathione, tyrosine, which we just talked about, but also pyridoxal 5-phosphate. P5P is a version of B6. And B6 is great for brain chemistry. It's great for neuropathies. We really get depleted in B6 just through our lifestyle and through stress. And we don't get enough in our foods. We don't eat enough vegetables. Even if you think you're eating, oh, I eat vegetables all the time, we're still not getting everything that we need out of it. And it's something that we need to look into a little bit more sometimes if we're dealing with some of this. So anyway, those are some nutritional perspectives if that's what you're looking for. And if the doctor doesn't have her on any medications, when you go visit with he or she again, let them know about that, because it might be something they can use in their practice and might be something they can guide you on in that process. So keep me posted on how things are going. I'm glad that the diet's going well for you and that you've made those decisions to live a healthier lifestyle. So that's great news. And it's really encouraging to me as well, because that's what I want for everybody that we are able to touch in any way. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Remember, if you've got a friend, a family member, a coworker, a loved one that is struggling with their health, and they've got questions, they just kind of don't know where to go and need some direction, or you just need somebody to talk to, well, that's what we're here for. And if you want to get some good information, maybe to empower their health and empower their life, well, let's talk about it. You can call me right now, 888-283-7272. Doctors are performing a second U.S. full-face transplant. The second full-face transplant in the United States was performed last week by surgeons at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. And the transplant was performed on 30-year-old Mitch Hunter of Indiana, who suffered serious facial injuries from a high-voltage electrical wire following a car crash in 2001, the Associated Press reported. The procedure took more than 14 hours, but went smoothly, according to the lead surgeon, Dr. Bohan Pomahack. He said the first full-face transplant in the U.S. was performed last month at the same hospital, and the patient was a Texas construction worker, the AP reported. So it's interesting. You start thinking about full face transplants. Think about that for a minute. Think about how you've seen it in movies, and just start thinking, let your mind go with where that technology in that aspect of medicine could go in the future. You know, like your skin the way it is, let's have a full face transplant. Don't like the way you look? Full face transplant. So I know they're using it right now for purposes of restructuring and giving somebody their face back. And, of course, there's the bony structure of the skull that they would have to be modified some. But there's a lot of aspects, a lot of road rabbit trails that aspect of medicine can go down. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is America's Lifestyle Coach taking the right nutritional supplements for your needs like One World Whey every day in a combined manner can make a huge difference in one's health. And unlike any other whey protein in the world, One World Whey is exclusively formulated with Tesla-like energetic frequencies during the formulation process, which impart properties that we believe exponentially enhance. Many customers say it brings alive the protein and nutrition, and they feel better, look better, have more energy, and are remarkably stronger in their health and in their life.
For nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. After only 3 weeks on One World Whey, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Show online on callradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Got questions about your health? We have answers. We want to do everything we can to empower you with your health and with your life. Cindy in California, she writes in an email, I've been struggling with low energy levels. I'm not really sure what to do. The doctor says that my thyroid is fine. What do you think? Well, energy levels, if they check your thyroid, that's great. And the thyroid being okay is really good news, because women today, we're seeing so much of hypothyroidism, which is low. Hypo means low. Thyroid function. And that is, it will rob your energy levels. When that little gland stops functioning at its peak level, becomes a challenge. That's not really tested for is adrenal function. And it's really more adrenal fatigue. And doctors argue back and forth if there really is such a thing called adrenal fatigue. It's kind of this phenomenon that people want to discuss. And a lot of them kind of get your old school and your new school. The old school thinks it's ridiculous, and the new school puts some credibility or validity to it. And the adrenal glands are our body's stress glands, and it's based on research with Hans Selye, who is an MD back in the day, and he did research on stress levels and pretty much how our body adapts to stress. So it's called the general adaptation syndrome, or GAS for short. But he found in doing research that our adrenals can only handle so much. And if we go through all the stressors in life that we go through and we tax the adrenals, then it becomes difficult for us to recover. Our energy levels go down. Disease can set in. And our body just can't recover. And the more stress we put on it, such as what we have going on now, I mean, just with life in America, especially with the pace that we're at, I mean, 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week, and just that pace that we all run, how taxing it is on our body, how taxing it is on the adrenals, and really what we need to do to manage that. Well, the adrenal fatigue that we talk about, there's several things you can do. And if your energy levels are low and you think the blood test, I mean, I don't know if they check for anemia, Cindy, but I mean, the anemia is a big one. So if they haven't done the blood test for that, that's important. Blood sugar levels, I'm sure they did all of this. I mean, if they ran this, the basic blood tests, they're going to have checked it. Even the CBC and the CMP would cover all that, even indicators. So they probably did. And checking your thyroid too, everything's okay. So if they're scratching their head, it could be emotional stress that's making you tired and really zapping your energy. It could be food allergies. So cutting things out like cow's milk, dairy, wheat products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all the flour-based foods, that's a quick indicator, and you'll find really quickly whether or not your body is dealing with some kind of allergy to foods. And then if it's adrenal fatigue, you'll know. What you cut out, you'll cut out typical flour-based foods like that, but cut out fruit juice, sugars, processed foods of all kinds. And you can, if you're a coffee drinker, cut out the coffee too, because that's a good indicator. See, that coffee stimulates cortisol, and that's kind of a false sense that the body is, or that the adrenals are working better and that your energy levels have picked up, because the coffee bean is acidic, but natural caffeinated coffee bean will stimulate cortisol. It's the nature of it. And that gives you an artificial kick in the morning. That's why a lot of people drink it. Their cortisol is low when it should naturally be a little higher in the morning, because cortisol wakes us up. It's a stress hormone. And so when you drink the coffee, it stimulates more cortisol and it gives you a false sense of energy. And rather than letting your body regenerate
and letting the energy levels function better on their own. And so green tea, that's another great way to protect the adrenal glands. Vitamin C, vitamin B6, or vitamin B5 rather, pantothenic acid. Those are all great things to look into for supporting the adrenal glands. And there's great research out there on that, so you might want to do some reading up on it. But coming up with adrenal fatigue and supporting that and strengthening the adrenals, one of the best things you can do to support and encourage a healthy body, but also healthy energy levels. So I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Check us out, asaandrew.com. And if you haven't signed up for our new weekly email newsletter, you can do that at the website. And it costs you absolutely nothing, but it will give you all kinds of great health information to empower your health and your life. Now we're going to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hey there.
I'm with you. How can I help?
Okay, I'm trying to find out. You find a lot of black men, mainly blacks, that will have blood pressure.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find out something more natural than, you know, the drugs, prescription drugs, because they had a side effect, even for it's drying out your eyesight or whatever and all that. I'm trying to find something that I can use for high blood pressure other than taking that.
Okay. Are you taking anything right now for blood pressure? Medication?
Yes, I am.
What are you taking?
Benicar.
Benicar. And has it managed your blood pressure? Have the numbers stayed where they need to be, or is it not working, or it is, but you don't like the side effects?
One time I was taking another one beside it, but what I started taking was using vinegar and honey. Mm-hmm. I started mixing up a solution like about 12 tablespoons of honey and 12 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. And I was getting that from the health food store, the apple cider vinegar and everything. I mixed it. I used to take that by the ounce every day. Now, it kept it down and everything. It managed it. It managed it so well that, but I never did just stop, you know, just come off the pill.
Yeah, well, you don't need to come off the pill unless your doctor tells you to. That's really, really important. Just because, I mean, that's blood pressure is not something you want to mess around with. There's some good research. Let me give you a couple things that you can go look into. Rebounding, jumping on mini trampoline, 5 minutes a day to 20 minutes a day. Harvard did some great studies on that, and it's a great exercise. It pumps the lymphatic system. It helps regulate blood pressure. Arginine and citrulline are two amino acids that can be helpful. NADH as well. There's good research on that. It's a version of niacin, which is B3. So those are some things to look into that can be helpful, but I just want to really reiterate to you that blood pressure is not something to play around with, and the medications the physician has you on, that's got to be a close relationship, and you guys got to create some kind of partnership as you're working on some more natural lifestyle choices, okay? But there are good things out there to look into. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in Health and Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and giving with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace two meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step One is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step One Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or call 866-543-4273, that's 866-543-4273.